No, friend.
Well, we're gonna get into it. I'm Lee.
And I'm Max.
And this is the I Don't Know Friend podcast. So I guess we'll go ahead and get things started. We're gonna do things a little bit different this week, but let's go ahead and get into some hot topics. Let's go ahead and talk about this first since it just popped up and like I'm shook. Nicki Minaj has been the latest victim of swatting after police were called to her home because someone reported child abuse at her residence. However, officers have determined that it was a false alarm. I didn't really read this, so let's go ahead and see what it says. The rapper was unfortunately a target of a pranking attempt that involved police officers and alleged child abuse. According to TMZ, earlier this month, law enforcement received an anonymous call that there was child abuse toward Nicki's son, Papa Bear, happening at her LA home. So officers popped up at her house to do a wellness check on the child. Once they arrived, they talked to both Nicki and Kenny Petty, and police determined that this was a false alarm and child was not in danger. The exact same day, there was another attempt to bring police to Nicki's house after someone called to report a fire at her residence at 3 a.m. That was also determined to be a false alarm. They say Nicki is the latest celebrity to be targeted to be a targeted victim of swatting. Swatting means the action of police practice. Okay, yeah, I know that.
So, was it an actual neighbor?
Not necessarily.
Oh, so you just Nicki's got the address. Her
legal team. Yeah, they got the address. Nicki has gotten a legal team together to reportedly plans to find the perpetrator and sue them.
Yeah, because you're not gonna keep sending all these police to my house and they thinking there's something going on in here and it ain't nothing going on.
Right, exactly. Basically, they swatting is super dangerous. Yeah, too. Like
they I can literally not even literally, like you just said, a man died. Like it can be literally anything. Like people don't know. People, like, I could just be chilling or doing something and then somebody come in and then I'm scared thinking that somebody finna break in. So what if somebody that's in the house starts shooting? Like, you never know. It's
fine. It literally, the way that story I'm thinking about went down was, it was these two gamers going back and forth. Like, they owed one owed the other one money and it was like, oh, I'm not paying you. So the one that was owed money hit up this guy who's a known like swatter. Like he's gotten a lot of people and stuff. Like he's literally swatted like news stations and all kinds of crazy stuff. So he hit him up and the guy who owed the money was like, yeah, come to my address or send him my address, I don't care. But he gave him his old address that he hadn't lived at for years. So, you know, they said it was like a hostage situation.
Mm-hmm.
All the police show up there, you know, but obviously the people that live there have no idea what's going on, of course. So cops are like, come out, da da da. So they're trying to walk out. One guy is putting his hands up, and of course, some trigger happy, white ass, fuck ass cop shoots him anyway. He dies. They still make everyone else leave the house. So kids are other people in the house are forced to like climb over his body as he didn't pass away right away, but they didn't let medical responders come in right at first until they knew the situation was safe, quote unquote. So mind you, he was right at the front door, so they very easily could have grabbed him and still did what needed to be done. But yeah, so he's bleeding out, coughing, you know, all that stuff, dying, and like his niece is having to climb over his body to get out. Mind you, he was raising his niece and nephew because his sister had passed away from a car accident like a few years later. So now those kids lost their mama and then their uncle who had been raising them all this time, the poor mama too. So the niece ended up shooting herself from like the trauma of all of that. And then her boyfriend was the one who found the body, so using his name, he did himself too. So it's like all of this from the situation. So the cop, of course, got off. They weren't even announced. The city, I think, wasn't anything like Kansas City is like known for having like cop-involved shootings and them being very heavy on protecting the cops. A journalist figured out the name and like released it or whatever. But Yeah, of course he ain't getting no time. The dude who did the swatting got some time. I don't know if he ended up getting time too. But yeah, all those deaths from some weird ass, the dude who hired the swatting, I think got like a little bit of time. And last I hadn't heard, the one who gave the address was like up for court, but hadn't happened yet. So I don't know. It's a blazing, but it was easy. Right. Like the thing that they called in being like child abuse wasn't necessarily one where they would go in gun gamer thing.
They already trying to throw.
And so shit like that is not funny, especially into a black person's house. And it's Kenny, and you know he a little felly felon, so they ain't too kind for them. The swatting that they did,
yeah,
but still, right, you never know.
But they child abuse. Come on, you know people ain't playing.
Yeah. And then a fire after that. So it was like they were really trying to get some attention or whatever, whoever found her address. And that's crazy. That's why people be
she's been living buying there for a while.
Yeah. That's why people be buying their homes under like their businesses or their LLCs or whatever. So that their address isn't known, right. But somebody figured it out. So yeah, crazy craziness. And I definitely right. feel bad. But
she even got the blog calling him saying
got the blogs what?
Putting Papa Bear.
She's not gonna put the yes, name out. I mean she's not
I actually thought Rihanna wasn't yeah. either, but she did.
I don't think she was. Wasn't. Well she didn't.
It wasn't, you're right.
Yeah. That's very common in like Caribbean culture to not tell people your kid's real name. Your whole life be calling your Uncle Bob, and then you go to his funeral and find out his name is really William or like really Kevin, like something completely different. You're like, what? Yeah, it's popular.
Quick story. My trainer at one of my jobs, he was like that. His name was Phil to us, but. That was definitely not his real name, and he would not tell us. He was like, I'm almost certain that y'all wouldn't guess it, so I mean y'all can guess away, but he would not tell us his name. So, and he was like Caribbean kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What else going on? Y'all, we doing just like a freestyle show, so we doing the hot topics and stuff, you know.
Let's talk about.
You want to talk about?
Let's talk about this Megan Tory Lanez.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about Amber too, but I want to talk about this real quick. So, Tory Lanez is about to get sentenced, and so they are pushing for him to get the max. Megan's people or prosecutors, whoever you want to call them, prosecutors are pushing to have him get the max, which is what, like 13 years. And obviously, you know, not going for that, but some new documents have come forward showing that basically Tory and DaBaby were doing like weird stuff behind the scenes toward Megan as well, mm-hmm. including trying to like rush the stage while she was performing at some festival, I think Rolling Loud or something. One of the ones where DaBaby was at, the one that DaBaby yeah. was at, and he brought Tory Lanez out as a mm-hmm. guest. Apparently, they were trying to have them like come out during their set. Yeah. Mind you, she had a restraining order at that point, so.
I wonder why. And why did it come? I mean, I guess it came out so they can push for them 13 years. Mm-hmm. It's just weird. I don't get it. Like, I don't know if it was like starting off like as a joke or if they really wanted to do it. I mean, regardless, that's just leave the girl alone. Like, I don't know. I don't get the reason for wanting to like, and that would have been crazy in the media, and maybe that's what they was going for, but for all the wrong reasons. It would have been worse.
That's definitely what they were going for. You know, that's how DaBaby is/was. Like, nigga used to walk around with a diaper on. So, like, you know, that's kind of the vibes. Mm-hmm. But I just think it's... I don't know if Megan knew about it, like, when she fell out with the baby, or, well, no, this would have been after the fact. So, I don't know. Honestly, it's a little bit, like, gross. It definitely makes me not like him even more. But even though this was, like, you know, a few years ago, it just, because what would be the reason for that? You already bringing him out on your, I don't play like that. That's what it's just given, like, I don't know, like, I keep saying I feel like he actually doesn't like women, and I feel like that just kind of proves my point. That would have been cool or funny or, like, upset. Like, let's go do the, like, for what? Why would that be? What about the vibe? Like, I don't get the objective of that. So it just gives you just wanted to fuck wire. So, yeah.
Yeah. On the other note, though, I don't feel like Tory should get the full 13 years.
Like, I feel like what?
He should do something. But 13 years is...
So what? I'm asking the number.
I don't know.
You have an opinion. 13
is a little harsh.
So answer the question. If you were going to sentence him, what are you giving? No, you didn't. You said, I don't know, listen, 12?
Okay.
That's less than 13.
Okay. If you're going to give someone something for... shooting or the gun going off or whatever it was, she got shot. So I feel like...
I mean, he's charged with shooting. Let's be clear. So not for the gun going off. He was charged... for shooting her.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Her,
for shooting.
Specifically, like, actually, that's boom, boom, somebody. I'm trying to make shooting it clear her. Because you're like, shooting well, her. The gun going off. I mean, he was guilty. I'm trying to... That's my point. You gotta have that in your head when you're sentencing.
Okay, shooting Megan.
Thank you.
Stallion.
What you trying to do?
At least
6, too light. 7. I would say sentence to 6, eligible for parole in 8.
Oh, I was gonna say 10, but then I was like, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see what he actually gets sentenced to. I feel like they're gonna try to throw the book at him because they're sick of him. Yeah. So. Yeah, it's pretty much over.
Yeah, I know.
You know he can't come back to the States.
When he's out.
So he can never come back to the States, right? Ever.
I feel like eventually maybe you can get it, like, appealed or something, but, like...
Yeah, but he kind of made that worse on himself.
That's the point. That's my point. He very much was making his bed. He kind of handed them their case, just in terms of the way he behaved after the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest, if he would have just remained quiet, it would have went away. It would have went away. So, I mean, you can't really do nothing about that. You put your stuff, you made your bed, and now you gotta lay in it. To be honest, because she was quiet, she wasn't even talking. So,
it'd be like that. I say 10 out in eligible for parole and 8. Yeah. What did you want to say? What were you saying before I brought this one up?
Yeah.
So basically, if y'all hadn't watched season 2 of College Hill, definitely check it out. Amber, a very interesting person. I'm gonna start with that. She may be not the place for you. You probably should be in a therapist office.
That's
3 to 5.
Let's not forget that.
Yeah, she's a cigarette smoker. I think that kind of lets you know what it is. But basically, like, it was very much the whole season or up until this point, it's giving, she's trying to blame everything on her childhood trauma and cry and every, oh, I can't be around people yelling because of my childhood trauma. Baby, this time's a week.
Right.
If it's affecting you this bad, this long your little argument because New York was calling her dog. You're damn near 40. If it's affecting you still to, like, that intensely this far out, then you need to do some real healing and root work. Because there's really nothing anybody can do to help you at this point besides a qualified medical professional. So she literally started beefing with Jocelyn off top when it had nothing to do with her. Jocelyn in New York got into her daughter and said that her daughter passed away. And so everyone's like, oh no, her daughter died. Like, Jocelyn very upset, da da da. And then later, it was your dog. Finds out that, no, it's her dog. And Jocelyn's like, you're crazy. Why would you sit there and say your daughter died? Had me hugging you. That cracked me up when she said that. Had me hugging you. And so pretty much amongst that argument, Amber decides she doesn't care for Jocelyn. Jocelyn does also go off on Parker, whatever. The Katie from My Wife and Kids. That's her name? Katie, yeah. Right? So goes off on her because some dumb, oh, the door being locked or whatever. So either way, Amber decides she doesn't like him. So in the very beginning, nobody's really rocking with Jocelyn that much. Not nobody, because the guys still were. But Quay. Yeah, Quay, New York, Amber, and Parker. So, eventually, Amber, they were, like, at a dinner or something, and Jocelyn showed up 2 hours late. And when she showed up, she, you know how Jocelyn be dressing. So it was very extra. It was like a little fully bedazzled little bra top or whatever. Amber goes, yeah, I'm just going to wash my hands with her. I really don't like her. She showed up 2 hours late, and she's overdressed for the restaurant. You're beefing with this girl because she's overdressed for the restaurant because you chose to wear sweatpants.
Exactly.
And then I was watching a
Jocelyn interview, and she was like, hey, y'all talking shit about what I got on. Jocelyn was like, bitch, you're still going to be you. Like, you're still going to be comfortable. You're still going to, like, if I want to dress like this, this is how I dress. And she was like, $1,500 right on the wrist. $1,500 right here. She was like, that's how I was walking up into the school. Like, that's how I dress. So why is it bothering you? Step out if you wanted to go chill. That's cool.
Basically, Amber just wanted to hate and wanted to, you know, you don't like somebody, you're just gonna find any reason not to like them. That's what it's doing. She just wants to not like her.
Even like you showing, and to be honest, Amber was like, I didn't know it was an issue. Like, she shows love on social media. Well, you was giving her kind of like the stiff arm, like you ain't even really want to fuck with it when you seen her. That, to be honest, so why
you were
you
the one making it the issue. Jocelyn wasn't.
Right.
So they have their little kumbaya, whatever, in the bathroom. Cool. Boom, boom, boom. Everybody's back chill again. So,
No, they only got
did
into
they
it
get into
once
it twice at school, or was it just the one time? So they're at the school and they're getting and they're having a they were read a poem that was basically talking about, like, that was big upping black women and black women's beauty.
Hold on, I'm sorry. And then you remember when they all had to remember, like, the thong or whatever. She got a different assignment because it said guy in her car, which she complained about.
Yeah.
And then still was
still didn't do it.
I'm like, what was the point? What was the point of you doing all this extra shit and then you didn't even
Amber is an atheist, and she's I get offended if you say God around
right,
to talk about it.
But
atheist. Not one of, like, I'm just not rocking with it.
Exactly,
but like,
but
she
she's the
even
same
want
one that will literally why Quay got up and walked off because you're talking shit about Christians.
They weren't even talking shit about her. If you bring up
God
or like, oh, let's just talk to
mom and so that's why Quay walked away.
Right. So quick prayer. She's offended. She doesn't like it. And it's like, no one told you, like she said, they had an assignment that said God in it. So she's one of those ones who's not cool. They were talking about this poem that was, you know, talking about women, black, to pray, baby. If you don't want to do that, you don't got to. But yeah, so she's going to say the Pledge of Allegiance because it says God, you know? So they're asked black women, black women's beauty, all of this. And how that doesn't, and then Jocelyn says, I feel like black women are look better than most white women. And she was like, no offense to the whiteies. There's a fly in here, sorry. So then, they don't typically fit into Western beauty standards, Western beauty views. You could tell Amber's starting to get, like, upset about it. And she's like, well, there's no white people in here. And then she's like, well, Amber's like, well, no, Amber's one of us. So there's no white people in here, so I can say that. Amber got offended. Amber gets up and walks out because she didn't like her saying whitey. You know, like, she's bald. She could be any rapper. Yes, Eminem. We do, and he rocks with us. But she didn't like her labeling her as being black. And so then, that tells y'all, this is on the Halloween. The fact that she picked him out of anyone else to dress like, mind you, in episode. So that tells y'all exactly what you need to know. Anyway, but we rock so she... And I want to, I mean, it wasn't, when she came out, I didn't say, oh, she's Eminem. It was because they put it on the screen. Because they put it on the screen, Eminem, I was like, oh, okay. So, like, you really
did it until you just said
it. It was not giving Eminem. So, she just wanted to be that white man. That's because
she
chose that and wanted to, you know, it wasn't like some quintessential Eminem. It wasn't even the tank top and like the thing
live through her people
with the hair. That's what it is. Oh, I'm gonna back up before we get to school. When she was sitting there talking to Orion and Ray J about her troubles of being a mixed girl. What are you talking about?
I really want to know what she was talking like.
There's no way
talking about. It's like Amber Rose like in Philly.
She literally said she spoke such broken English nobody understood her.
Right. Now, maybe fighting. She probably did get in fight. I do believe that. But I want to see where you're coming from, boo. Right. Right. A valley girl. The swap of Natalie Nunn. That's why you're more so speaking how you're speaking, because you see it from, they really be claiming that they more black than the white part. And I mean, it's just the honest truth. And right. And like, look, even people that's not black, that's more so of a Puerto Rican, Dominican background, they will try to equate being black like, yeah, but I'm from the hood and da 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 da, like that don't, you're still not black, you're just from the hood. I mean, I know you would want to be us, girl. Right. My youth, Right, and then we gonna get back on the subject. But mind you, it was really blowing me when she was like, okay, when her and Quay was talking, and she was like, yeah, but, because Quay was like, I'll give a second chance, and she was like, no, I'm more so like, if you do some toxic shit to me, I don't care if I know you 25 years, I'm done. But wasn't she the same one with her baby daddy? Her second baby daddy was cheating on her, she DM'd the girl and was trying to, Just was checking. You know they broke up. They broke up though. Yeah. So her friend, it was said her friends were saying he was just there for the fame. Oh, really? Girl, like, be fucking for real. Oh. She like, I'm white. Why didn't you say that? Yeah. Opinion. Yeah. Right. And I don't feel like what Jocelyn was the only reason I feel like some people are saying, oh, Jocelyn was wrong and stuff, because I seen, and I didn't watch the video, but I seen Funky Deneva and the caption was Jocelyn was wrong. And I feel like they're only saying that because she was trying to, I told you this, she was trying to, well, no, I think I was talking to my other friend, but she was more so trying to tell Amber, that's like me having, how we having our opinion about Amber, but we telling her, like, that's how you feel, when in reality, that may not be how she feel, that's just how we see it, right? So Jocelyn was just, you know, more so telling her. It's just funny because Jocelyn checks her, and I love it.
If y'all didn't hear me for a second, my bad. I don't know what was going on, but anyway. Yeah.
But back to Jocelyn. Yeah, Amber and Jocelyn.
Yeah, Amber and Jocelyn. So either way, the whole show, Amber was just talking about the plight of being mixed race, but the way she was going about it was very much giving more the plight of not being white enough. That's what I was feeling, getting from it.
Right.
Parker is also mixed race with a white mama, which is interesting, because usually the ones with the white moms are the ones that act like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Parker is more she so, wasn't doing all that. I'm mixed, and I'm cool with both sides. I have a black dad, I have a white mom.
She was happy to be at a HBCU, right, and to actually get a black kind of experience, because I think she was probably more in her white, like, with the white mom. That's just kind of how it happens.
Yeah.
But back to the actual classroom. So they're talking about the poem, how, you know, it's big up and sorry to you whiteys. Amber gets offended by that. She ends up walking out. Very dramatic, like, by the way. This is editing Alicia, y'all. I just want to jump in here real quick and say that the recording from this episode, a lot of it was corrupted and you don't hear me a lot. So a lot of that conversation is like, I had to cut down because Max was just talking to herself for a while. So my bad. In the middle of it, we were talking about the College Chill Celebrity Edition. The day that Amber and Jocelyn got into the fight was Halloween, and Halloween's Amber's favorite holiday, and she decided to dress like a white man, aka Eminem. That was hilarious. That's why we titled the episode that. I'm sorry, I don't know what was going on, why it kept like taking me in and out of it, but we'll make sure we get it together for the next episode. Thanks. So yeah, that's pretty much it with the whole Jocelyn Amber Rose situation. This has definitely made me not, I mean, I never cared about Amber Rose before, but this has definitely made me not like her.
Right.
So interesting.
I didn't really get to see too much of her not to not like her.
Right, exactly. But I did want to get your opinion on this. How did you feel about the whole B. Simone thing with the, like, kind of promoting her close friends in reference to her grieving her friend?
I feel like it was just bad timing, because I did see some people saying, like, she always promotes her close friends, which I've seen her do before, but I don't follow people, but I know it's common for her to promote it. I just feel like maybe if she would have did it without attaching that tweet to it, and maybe people would have took it a little different. I just feel like because she posted that tweet and then put the link to her close friends, it was kind of like, if you don't know me, you're not going to see me grieve. But if you pay $10, I'll just show you some things, like what's going on right now. Like, I just feel like it was just bad timing.
Interesting. It was giving money grab to me. I don't think it was bad timing. I feel like it was intentional.
And you know, people always getting caught up in little stuff. And then
feel like stuff she does is intentional.
And you know what? You may look at it as intentional because she put the tweet in the thing.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
she said, if I'm not posting on here, so if you want to see me during this time, however much, the $10, pay for her close friends. It was very much giving, like, profiting off of this time period.
Right. Yeah.
Which is not good.
It's not, because her post about Jackie was so, like, a tearjerker. And the song she was like, it was so sweet and so sad. So it's just like, Just don't.
Yeah, I wasn't really here for that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Gloria Govan facing jail time for not paying her child support?
Let's just put this out here. I don't think Gloria is the best person, and I'm starting to feel like she's not the best mother either.
What does she do? Wasn't she on Basketball
Wives at one point? She was married to Matt.
Yeah, I know she was married to Matt Barnes, but I mean, currently.
I mean, her sister.
So she's not on the show anymore.
No.
How is she going to have the 200? Oh, she owes 200,000. That means what she pays a month.
And then for them to even be in this situation, she was definitely like the one that purposely was seeming like she wanted an issue. Now, I know Matt is a hothead as well, but I can definitely tell, like, when it comes to his kids, he just wants to be there for his kids, and literally, that's it. Gloria definitely was given the type that she gonna make it, okay, you stepping away from this, I'm gonna make it hard for you. Now, the whole him and her now husband or fiance or boyfriend, whatever he is, that whole situation, I'm not talking about that. But as far as, like, I remember when she basically tried to run Matt over and stuff like that. Like, she's done a lot in front of the kids, which is why they're in this predicament now. Which is why Matt more so has custody, I think. They really with Matt. So, Gloria, go ahead.
Oh, she owes the lawyers. I'm sorry. Not him for child support. It's she owes the lawyers $200,000, and that's what she could potentially go to jail for.
I mean, hey, she don't got no money. But Matt,
lawyers say they haven't paid the bill.
Matt, just go ahead and do your baby mama a favor, your ex-wife a favor. Go ahead.
He just paid her $137,000 in back child support. So,
mind you, that the kids is with him. But it is back child support. But who knows if that's going to even go on the kids. Like, let's be real. Because I don't think her boyfriend even have kids. So I think it's just her two twins, which is with Matt. And now, if he have kids, I don't know. He probably do. I don't know. But, yeah, child.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
And funny that the sister Laura, New York, got into it with her on their show, They were on this show together with Benzino. It was New York, Benzino, Jennifer. It was a show that ended up like getting canceled. But I remember New York and Laura was going at it about how Laura always used to throw shade to the dark skin because she was lighter.
Oh, I remember that. I remember
how could I be? So yeah, that's another one.
I remember that. I remember. Real quick, y'all, just an update on the trial we were speaking on before with Travis Rudolph. So he was found not guilty on all counts. So he is out in the streets of Palm Beach or Miami, wherever he's at, somewhere in South Florida. Shout out to him.
And what's crazy is literally none of them that the brother, the Dominique's, the Travis ex-girlfriend, which was married, and then she talking about when she was questioned about her being married, saying, "Did Travis know you was married?" She was like, "No, he never asked." And then they was like,
"Why would I have to ask
if you're married? Like, why would he think to ask you that?" So you're doing all this, punching this man, doing all this, talking about come shoot up your shit, and you're married. My brother was on the stand as well. No charges.
They might do it later.
None of them.
They might do it later.
I hope it's coming.
They probably didn't to get them to cooperate in this case, but since it fell through.
She calls literally somebody their life. She calls that wife. So, hey.
I said I didn't think he would just because Florida stand your ground, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
I think someone's gonna end up getting charged.
Wait, what you
real cool.
What you was gonna say?
No, go ahead.
What you think about what Azealia Banks said about Jackie?
Oh, it was fucked up, but I mean nothing Azealia says is not fucked up, so it's not surprising.
Deeply hurt.
Like, what's her name? Jackie didn't have anything to do with your alleged beef with DC.
Right.
So, like, not that it would have been okay, but it would have been one thing if it was him and you're... But to bring it out, put it on her, and these babies, and da-da-da-da, when she had nothing to do with it, is crazy.
I can't even pray for somebody like her because... Girl, karma do not miss. And what you put out in the world, just remember, it's gonna come back to you.
Yeah, it definitely is. Honestly, that's why she isn't popping the way she should be. Because everyone says, I never listened to her music, but everyone says it actually is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just too nasty of a person to actually be able to do well.
Right.
Too publicly nasty of a person, because a lot of people are nasty behind the scenes. But she's very open with it, so does not help her at all. How do you feel about Khalees dating the actor Bill Murray? Khalees is 43. The dude is 72. He was in Ghostbusters, the original one.
Yeah. So is it a fact like they're dating? It's just weird. Who would have expected that? I mean, to be honest, it's not weird for Khalees to date a white man. Is it weird for her to date Bill Murray? Yes, I would never
an old ass white man
of him. And then how long ago
is she biracial?
You know, grieving is how everyone wants to grieve. But how long ago did her husband pass away?
Uh, 2022.
Okay, last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just don't get the couple. I don't get it.
Is she biracial?
Khalees, I wouldn't be surprised.
Or she just light skinned.
I wouldn't be surprised if she is. If she's not, then, you know, she's just one of those. I don't look it up. I don't know if Khalees is,
I am.
Mixed or not.
Her father was an African-American jazz musician and Pentecostal minister. Her mother is a Chinese Puerto Rican fashion designer.
I can see that. It's given. It's given. Angela Yee, but darker.
Right. Chinese Puerto Rican is an interesting mix for her mom.
And you know what I realized? Because I had to look it up with DJ Envy, because I'm like, if he's not Dominican, what is he? But he also has a Chinese black, you know, parent. I think it's his mom. So I'm like, that's where he, because he always said, I'm not Dominican. I'm just like, well, you are not fully black, sir. So I just had to look it up.
I think he said his father is from Dominica, which is in the Caribbean, but not the same as not Dominican Republic.
But his dad is more of
the black one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just thought it was weird, especially be so old. Like, he looks 72. Like, he looks, no, he don't even look 72. He looked about 85 in the face. Bill Murray, sorry, I'm going back. So it just, it's an odd pairing. I'm going to say that.
Yeah, definitely. Odd.
Very. Blueface and Krishan are back on speak good terms again after he did all that parading around. Okay, who do you think is more goofy, Krishan or Stewie? What's that girl's name? Jaden.
Stewie. And I will only say, why? Stewie, because he purposely,
stop calling her that.
She earned it. She made a song. I get Stewie for that money. Stewie, bitch. I feel like she's more goofy only because Blueface literally sits there and plays in her face. Only when Krishan, the one that he can say he don't love her, and that may be all he want. We know that's where he want to be at in real life. So he literally be with his girlfriend, he literally be with Krishan, but literally only comes to you when it's not working out with her, or if she obviously wasn't really dealing with his shit like that. And he just comes and plays in you and your son face, play daddy and stuff like that. And then now he's gone. I mean, I'm pretty sure he'll be back. But I do feel like she's more of the goofy one. I don't even care about that being her baby daddy first. It's just him constantly, like, playing in your face, knowing, like, you a goofy, bitch. You're goofy. And I mean, both of them, Krishan, you know, I truly just want her to stick to her guns when she do. But, you know, that's the work in progress. And we do got to remember she is still young. Krishan is her own issue. So, I mean, that's just that. But, bitch, you goofy. You stupid. Because you let that man sit up there and tell you you going to be the one taking care of him and Krishan's child. What?
I promise you, I don't know if you saw my comment. I think she was trying to like act like she wouldn't do it. I'm 99% sure she's gonna do it. She's gonna do it.
Definitely is.
She's the babysitter. Because Krishan's the one making the money. Blueface is taking her money. He gets a little bit on the side, but it's really Krishan making the money. So you're gonna have to watch that baby. They might as well be in a polyamorous relationship. That's the Stewie's baby, because she's the one that's gonna have it.
Right. And then what was I gonna say? Dang it, I forgot. It was gonna be something about I forgot.
You know what's crazy? I didn't set a timer. So yeah, I feel like she's definitely the more goofy one.
They always be saying how it's just they just wonder why every time Blueface like is like with these girls and stuff, he's the only one not like it just seems like everybody be drunk around him but him. She was so sloppy drunk, and he just sitting there recording her. So he gets you out there.
She had a diaper on.
She had a diaper on? Ew.
It looked like it.
No.
You ain't see it? When she was like laying on the floor, someone else pointed it out, and I was like, oh, that does look like a diaper. Like, it looked thick and white, like a Depends.
And then if you want to bring this up, did you see the video where the little boy was like yelling at the mama and stuff before they was going to the store, and he's all blue faced holding the daughter and was laughing? They was going to some shoe store.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
The little boy, he was like, no, but he was hitting her, let go. He like whole temper tantrum, literally. Of course, Blueface's son, they were going into the store, and she was, you know, at the store trying to get him. Blueface is, of course, sitting there holding his daughter, laughing or whatever. Like, and, I mean, I'm pretty sure he didn't check him about any of that. But a part of me is like, he's sick of y'all retarded. Oh, sorry, that's not a nice word. He's sick of y'all ass. And like, another part of me, you finna get your motherfucking ass beat up in this goddamn store. And I wish I would be out with Juwan. JJ and his dad is just sitting there letting him disrespect me, saying no, let me go, and kicking and screaming and stuff like that. What? That's the parenting would have been thrown out the window. But a part of me gets that he is sick of them.
Yeah.
I know he can't.
It's crazy. I feel bad for him and the other baby. Jaden is definitely goofy. Not to say that I haven't had goofy moments similar to that, but it wasn't on the internet. And I think that's where the goofy comes in. And it wasn't as long. It's like, all right.
And it wasn't like,
you stand up eventually.
Yeah. It's just, he's more on some other shit.
With a person like that, it's like, at least he gonna come to you how he is.
He's blatantly disrespectful to your face, like, just to your face, like, says crazy, like, disrespectful ass shit, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just, it's weird. I couldn't do it. Yeah, I don't know. That whole situation is just weird. Like I said, when he was posting her and all this other shit, I'm just like, oh gosh. And then literally yesterday, they were spotted. And then yesterday, they posted. And then yesterday, they're out in the club together. And it's just like, damn.
And somebody like, damn, I almost thought we had her. We're not. Just let that go.
It was them going to jail.
Just let that thought go. And I was...
She was doing good. It was him going to jail and her realizing, like, he might, you know, it was like, damn, he might be in there for a minute. The same way when it's the same way that when you had a similar situation in that they almost died and then you're like, oh, let me take him back. That's what it's giving, because she was not fucking with him for a smooth minute. It wasn't until she thought he was gonna be away that she was like, oh, I miss
it. But he doesn't miss it when he's around anyway. So what?
I'm just telling. Yeah. But
Shannon Sharp once said, if you don't have no expectations, you won't be let down by the outcome. He said it more in a better way.
True. But
I just don't have no expectations. Like I said, I want Krishan to stay. Like, when she be in her own world, in her own peace, I love that for her. But it's like, it's just going to take a couple of going back and forth.
But remember when I said, like, when he was talking shit, talking about her being in the club, I said he was fine with it when she was with him. Right?
Because he's there.
That they having a grand old time, so it's very much
in the club shaking her ass, and because you're there,
exactly. He just wants to be up in her face. He wants to be running shit. She's sober mind, not letting him control her the way she used to, and he's not fucking with that. And that's really what it is. Now. We had a you had a docu question that was similar to what I thought of, so I didn't add it on here. But you had said, if a friend is in love with a crush of yours, would you tell them or not?
Yes, I would. I would, only because, like, to be honest, I feel like me and my friends talk about, like, our crushes, so it wouldn't even come across, like, I don't feel like it would be a time like that. But it was a time where, like, I've had plenty of times where you'll see a guy
And you'll be thinking to yourself, damn, he fine. But you won't say nothing. You won't speak on it. And then your friend may speak on it out loud. And it was just like, bitch, I was thinking the same thing. But I'm not finna step on your toes. Like, I'm just like, bitch, we on the same page. He is fine. Try to get him. Yeah, shit, if you could get him, try to get him. That's more so how I am. But I definitely feel like if it was like a crush, like a current crush, a whole crush, no. Current crush, yeah, I would.
I don't think I would.
Mind you, yeah, I don't think it's been guys where that my friends may have dealt with, and I may have like conversated with them in the past. But to be honest, I more so look at it as like Kitty, and my friend majority of the time don't know. It's more so given like a Sheree and Kenya situation, but not more so like it's given like high school days type shit, you know. So like when it's not even worth mentioning, I just don't mention it.
And that's what I was gonna ask. Yeah, if there was something like recent, something worth like in the past. I'll bring it up. If it's like if you used to talk to them like 4 years ago, four years ago, or something, and they're talking to them now. No, okay, reverse. You start talking to somebody, you show me him, and I'm like, oh, I used to fuck with him like a couple years ago. Would you not talk
to him? Definitely, I would not talk to him. that's all I need to hear, because I'm definitely the type like now if I know, I'm not speaking on if anybody else know, if I know you off the roster, just like that. I just don't like
crazy.
And then to me and my other friend, we were having this conversation. We don't really be having that issue because we really don't even like the same type of dudes or the type of men. We have totally different tastes, to be honest. Every now and then we'll probably find somebody that's like, oh, we all think he's cute or whatever, like, oh, okay, yeah, he's cute or whatever. But yeah, no, once you step to the friend list, you is off the roster, honey.
Interesting. I don't think I would. Unless you were like, if you felt a way about it, I would. But if you didn't care, like, I wouldn't care. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's like if like I said, okay, for okay, this is a good example. Okay, for somebody that is like my first boyfriend, girl, do you? I don't care.
That's what I'm saying.
I lost my virginity too. No, we ain't crossing that boundary. If that makes sense. Because it's more deep. You know, right. It's more like, it's nothing.
That's why I just asked.
To me, like, nothing, but I would more so feel like.
I wouldn't care at all. Like, I don't really care who it is. Unless it was, like, my baby daddy. That would probably be the only one. And it would really just be on some really bitch. Like, really? Ugh. You know, that's really what it would give. I would listen to that boy. He would be the only one, though, that I would be like, anybody else, I wouldn't care. I probably cut that nigga off.
To be honest,
I wouldn't worry about it.
None of my friends would talk to him. They know, like, literally all of my friends know who my baby daddy is. And then my baby daddy would not even that type of person to even talk to somebody in my group.
I mean, if they didn't know, if this is like a newer friend and it's not somebody like not on some like, but just like they didn't know, very very much didn't know until like, oh, this is my man, da da da, show you, and it's like,
I would give the same response, girl.
I feel like that would be the only one I'd care about. Anybody else, I really wouldn't care.
I would also kind of, even though I wouldn't care, I would just not do it just off the. To be honest, I feel like I be sparing bitches, and bitches probably don't even be asking to be spared, but I spare. I spare a lot of people. And I know you're not asking for it, but I really do. Like, you can be a friend of my friend. And if I knew, like, this dude was trying to, like, talk to you and stuff like that, it's just like, yeah. He touched the surface. I'm not doing already.
That's crazy. That's crazy. No. Unless, like I said, the only way I would cut him off was if you felt away, or I knew you felt away. Yeah. Like you said you felt away, right. Or I could tell you felt away. Then I would. Otherwise, I mean, you don't say nothing. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like I said, if it's somebody just talking to, not like an actual like ex-boyfriend, but you know, y'all used to chill or whatever. Right, yeah, I'm not gonna give a fuck. But yeah, that is actually gonna wrap up our show this week. I want to thank y'all for listening, thank y'all for watching, thank y'all for bearing with us because we was having some issues. So we'll see how good my editing skills are today. I don't know what it's gonna give, but anyway, make sure you like and subscribe, share this with your friends, your peoples, your mamas, yeah, your uncles. Follow us on TikTok at I Don't Know Friend. Follow us on Instagram on I Don't Know Friend. DM us with stuff if you want us to talk about something. Yeah, anything you want to say, friend?
This was a fun episode for me because we were just lollygagging and talking like we always do. So hopefully y'all like this.
Period. Yeah, it was a little hot topic-y. So shout out to y'all niggas who's still listening. That is gonna be it. Love y'all.